money.
Blog Talk Radio.
Something for me, to me. Every time I listen to it, that's why I picked that song to open up. So many people need to be set free, and that's why we're doing the show. Welcome.
Welcome.
To the preacher.
And the pastor.
I am Tawanika Manny.
And I'm Dorsey Manny.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
You know me, baby. I can just get to talking and talking. I almost forgot to say welcome to the show. Because I was just thinking about, you know, that song, Set Me Free. So many of us are not set free because we're operating in fear. And, you know, when we welcome in word, I love it because, you know, when you said this before, you know, welcome uninvited guests in. When you allow worry to come in, they bring their own guests. Worry brings other guests, unwelcome guests.
That's right. That's right. That's why the show is going to be a great show tonight. Why are you worrying?
Yes.
Why are you worrying?
Why are you worrying? People worry about things that they don't even need to worry about. The Bible says, worry about but not tomorrow. Tomorrow has its own worries. You know, today has sufficient enough worries. So why are we worrying about tomorrow? It's one thing to plan for tomorrow, but it's one thing to worry about tomorrow, the worries of tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't understand. Well, I don't know what's going to happen, so that'll cause me to worry when I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I would worry. I don't know about anybody else, but
it's the unknown.
The unknown.
That's what people worry about, the unknown.
Oh, yeah.
What if? What if? All right. Thank you all for tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. We're talking about today, why are you worrying? What are you worrying about? I always tell people, if you have no control over it, if you've done all you can, then just stand and trust God that He's going to work it out for your good, you know. worrying doesn't bring about anything. I tell people all the time, when I get to the point where I, you know, it gets overwhelming for me, they say, what do you do when you get stressed out? I tell people I go to sleep. So this show is to open up our minds to really dig deep into what is worrying us as people, especially during these trying times. We were talking about how worrying causes more problems than itself. With worry comes more than worry. Worrying brings complete doubt about our situation. Worry brings upon stress on our bodies and can cause the body to break down. Now, we will talk about what the Word of God says about worry and how we need to have faith to overpower the spirit of worry. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Worry. No one really wants to identify with worry, but worry identifies with mostly everyone. At some point in time in our life, each and every day, there's something that comes up or something that happens that causes us to worry. It causes us to worry.
Mm.
I mean, it don't matter if it's the alarm clock, and then for me, the alarm clock goes off at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm supposed to be there at 8 o'clock, and I'll be trying to leave out the door 5 or 10 minutes before it's time to get to work. So it creates some anxiety. When I should have just got up, you know, my wife is up before me, almost like she's going in to clock in for me, but, you know, that creates a little bit of, creates some worry. You know, I'm worried if I'm going to be there on time. And I should have just went on and got up, you know, but, you know, worry can come in many different shapes and forms.
My Lord, it is true, it is true. You know, we put ourselves in a position to worry. How can we stop ourselves from worrying about something? I tell people all the time, do all that you can, and once you've done all you can, you know, then you've done all you can. So at that point, there's no need to worry because you've done all that you can humanly possibly can do. If you look at that situation and say, you know what, I've done, I've really done all I can, because we know at some point if we've done all we can or we've halfway done it, if we've fully done something, we know if we have a cup of water, if we drink the whole glass and it's empty versus there's still something left in it. So if you completely drain all that you can humanly do, then why worry about something that you cannot do anything about? At this point in time, this is when you should truly and solely trust God in it all, because there's nothing you can do. But we trust God, but God, he comes in and does the impossible when we've done what we can humanly possibly do, and that's when God steps in. So now you don't have to worry. You can trust and know that God is going to step in and take care of that situation, so you don't have to worry. The Bible says, what is the scripture I'm looking for in Proverbs? Is it Proverbs 3 and 5?
Proverbs 3, that's one of my favorite ones. Proverbs 3 in verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So it's telling you right there, you know, not to worry, you know, because what it is saying is that your mind definitely does not have all of the answers the world has to bring for you. That's why he says, place trust in God, you know, with all your heart. And when that scripture is saying, you know, all your heart, it's talking about your mind. Trust in God, you know,
yeah,
with all your heart. Everything that you have inside of your heart as far as feelings are concerned about if it's going to get taken care of, and everything that you have in your mind is concerned. You know, it says trust in God, because your mind would definitely lead you to a place of worry after a while, because you don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know what's going to happen
next.
I don't know what's going to happen next. Yeah.
Yes, and so in verse 6 it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So what is the Bible saying to us, you know, as we're talking about this topic, why are we worrying? So the Bible says to receive God's guidance. And in this was Solomon, it said Solomon here, and talking about Solomon speaking. So we must acknowledge God in all our ways. So this means turning every area of our life over to him. Everything
Amen.
That we have over to God. And so that is so important in understanding in many areas
really
of our life
that
we may. Are we welcome on coming in?
Do we, Do we really do that? I mean, interrupt, but do we really do that? Do we really trust God with every single thing in our life? I mean, let's just be honest about it. What do we really trust God with? Do we really trust Him with everything? So we know if we get up in the morning, do we, you know, ask God, you know, for permission to do everything? Do we pray about everything? Are we really following the leadership, you know, of the Holy Spirit? Are we really doing that? Or are we doing, I think you said a little bit earlier, I've done all that I can, and now I can't do no more.
Yes.
So if we really are doing all that we can, well, you doing all that you can, you know, would definitely put you in that position to where, okay, well, I can't do that, so now I'm going to be worried, I'm going to be stressed out about it because I can't do that, and I can't do that because I haven't learned that. And I believe that's the reason why that we have the Holy Spirit, you know, to actually guide us in the place, you know, where we cannot see or the things that we do not know, because it's not for us to worry. You remember over here in Galatians 5 when it says, Hebrews 4 and 11, mm-hmm. It says to enter into that rest, to labor, to enter into rest. What that is saying is that we should work hard not to worry. If we're going to worry about anything, you know, we should never worry about anything. But if we're going to be trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, you know, how to rest in what God has already done for you, what Jesus Christ has already provided for you. Amen.
Yes, it's true. Amen, amen. If you're just tuning into the preaching of Pastor Stone, we're talking about why are you worrying. The Bible says in Matthew 6 and 33-34, which is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day in its own trouble. So when we are so busy worrying about tomorrow, just, you know, consuming ourselves with so much worry, the Bible tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And this means to turn to God first for help. Before we do anything, before we go to the doctor, before we go to anybody, we are to turn to God first for our help, to fill our thoughts with his desires, to take his character for our pattern, and to serve and to obey him in everything. So what is really important to us, we have to ask ourselves, what is really important to you? People, objects, goals, and other desires, and all compete for our priority. Like you say, husband, compete for our thoughts, a position in our mind. Mm-hmm. And any of these can quickly bump God out of first place if we don't actively choose to give him first place in every area of our life. Why are you worrying? And then verse 34 is planning for tomorrow is time well spent. As it says here in verse 34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing, sufficient for the day in its own trouble. So planning for tomorrow is time well spent, but worrying about tomorrow is time wasted. It's okay to plan to go here and to do these things, but when you're worrying about what may happen, what if this happens, the devil going to show up, because some people, they always make the devil part of their plan. They always plan something, and then they put the devil in it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go do this if the devil don't show up. You know, the devil have a way of working himself into things. You know, last time I went there, you know, you didn't worry all about this and you didn't include the devil in your plans. So sometimes it's difficult to tell the difference between, you know, the two. So careful planning is thinking ahead about goals, steps, and schedules, and trusting in God's guidance. Now, I'm just giving you all a little understanding about worrying about tomorrow and planning for it. So when done well, planning can help us alleviate worry, so we don't have to worry about the things that we already planned it out and know how we're going to do it. That alleviates worrying. So worriers, by contrast, are consumed by fear and find it difficult to trust God. They let their plans interfere with their relationship with God. So don't let worries about tomorrow affect your relationship with God today, because we're so consumed with the worldly things and what the world is saying and what the world is saying that we are and what the world is saying that we're not, what the world is saying we're go, when the world is saying where we cannot go, what we can't have and what we cannot have, we begin to consume ourselves and bog ourselves down with worry. Hallelujah.
All right. So you said one thing there. You said on worrying it brings about. I heard you say on worrying brings about fear. You know, worrying definitely brings about fear, and I mean it brings on more than just fear. For we fear what we do not understand. We fear the unknown, and we know that fear is not of God. And not only does worry bring about fear, we'll come back to fear in a second, but it brings about stress. It brings about stress.
Yes.
Stress brings us to a place where our body, our mind becomes unhealthy. Unhealthy because of worry. Because of worry. First, it'll start with we have gotten a bad report. Have anybody ever gotten a bad report from the doctor? And then, you know, that bad report from the doctor is just embedded itself in your mind first. It embedded itself in your mind first. And then, you know, once that that bad report have embedded itself in your mind, all right, see, now it invited worry, and now worry has called his closest kin, which is stress. And now you're feeling bad, and now here your body is starting to break down. We have to realize that we have things that's inside of our body that can cause us to become sick when we're not as sick as the doctor said that we are. Your body releases certain toxins into itself that can cause the immune system and everything to break down, all because of what someone said to you, which brought about worry, which brought about fear, which brought about stress. So we do need to realize that, you know, always, you know, that we are in the body of Christ. And it's a reason why the Bible tells us, you know, not to worry, because you're putting yourself in a position where you're about to give the enemy, you're about to give Satan access to take your life away from you, because you're worrying and you're stressing, you're fearing. You're fearing you're stressing. And that one bad report that you have from that doctor, the doctor do not get the last say. When the doctor gives you that bad report and saying that you have this, see, your response next should be what the Word of God says. That's your response. It should be what the Word of God says. You say that I am sick, and I say that I am healed, because the Word of God said I am healed. You say that I have cancer, but I'm telling you that I do not have cancer, because the Word of God said that I am healed and I am delivered from all sickness and diseases. And you got to stand right there.
Amen.
You have to stand right there. That's what it means to actually be underneath the covenant of grace. You have to stand on that.
Amen.
And the truth of the matter is, the doctors, they do not have all the answers. That's why they consider it, whatever that sickness that you have, they call it cancer, because they don't know what it is. Cancer is something that we don't know what it is. It's cancer. They automatically consider it to be cancer because I don't know what it is. Just because that doctor don't know what it is, get a second opinion. First, get the opinion for what the Word of God says. But what the Word of God said is true. It's from the beginning until your present until the end. And it never will change. And get a second opinion from another doctor before you accept your diagnosis, before you accept that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you just had tuned into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about, why are you worrying? People are worrying about a lot. As my husband was saying, it brings about stress on our bodies. It weighs our body down. It breaks our body down. Stress is the body's reaction to any change that requires an adjustment or response. And the body reacts to these changes with physical and mental, emotional responses. Stress is a normal part of life. At some point in time, we've been stressed. I know I've been stressed out at some point in time. Like I said earlier, when I become stressed, I lay down. I rest. I say, okay, that's too much. I'm going to take a nap and I'm going to come back to this. Let me rest and then clear my mind, and then I can come back to this, not allowing myself to allow what is going on to fully consume me, because I can see that it's already starting to consume me. So I will rest myself, because if we don't, it can tear down our body, our immune system. You can experience stress from your environment, your body, and your thoughts. So we just got to know what to do and trust in God in those situations that we do not worry. So I'm examples of stress, what causes stress. A lot of times when people are going through something, the death of a loved one, divorce, loss of a job, increase in financial obligations, sometimes we figure like, oh, even when we make more money, they say more money, more problems. So now we got more financial obligations. Getting married can bring upon stress. Moving to a new home, chronic illness or injury, you know, not the unknown, emotional problems. Then you have depression and anxiety, anger, grief, guilt, low self-esteem, all this because we are worrying and it's bringing about unwanted guests into our lives. And then now it's hard to operate. I know several people have had a moment where they became depressed because they worried themselves into depression. Now you have, this is like one of the darkest places that you can be in, operating in depression, I mean living in depression and trying to come out of that, because once you get to that point, you know, a lot of people have a hard time coming out. But I want you to know that God can bring you out of any situation, no matter what the doctor says. God is the healer. The doctor, they practice medicine, but God is our healer. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. So call on God. And I want to go to the scripture. I love this scripture in Psalms 23, verse 1 through 4. It says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Knowing that God is with you, it is God that is leading you, because you allow God to lead you, that you don't have to worry in those times. Even when you're facing death, the doctor is giving you a death sentence. The doctor is saying you cannot, you will not, you have, you, the world is telling you will never have it, you will never get it, you are this and you are that. You can decree and declare and saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You shall not worry, because you shall not want. As long as the Lord is your shepherd, there's nothing that you can ask for that you cannot receive, believing that God would do it for you. So we know in the Bible is describing the Lord as the shepherd. David wrote out of his own experience, because he had spent his early years caring for sheep. So the sheep are completely dependent on the shepherd for provision, guidance, and protection. So if God is our shepherd, then we shall not want. We don't have to worry, because he's going to direct us. He's going to provide for us. He's going to make a place for us. And so we have to lean on God and trust God in all our ways, not just in some, but in all our ways, and know that God, we can, that God is there to provide for us. And in verse 4, when the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, death casts a frightening shadow over us, because we are entirely helpless in his presence. So a lot of people, when they're facing that, you know, we are helpless, and people become worried and full of anxiety and become depressed, because this is what the doctor is saying, this is what it's looking like. So we can struggle with our enemies and pain and suffering and disease and injury, but strength and courage cannot overcome death. It has the final word. Only one person can walk with us through death's dark valley and bring us safely to the other side. And when we know that, that is God of our life, the God of our life, our shepherd, because life is uncertain. We should follow this shepherd who offers us eternal comfort, which is our Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ, our name, our Lord and Savior. So, again, why are you worrying? If you're just now tuning into the preaching, the pastor, we're talking about why are you worrying. We do have a caller here that wants to chime in on the conversation, so we'll let them come through. Caller, you're on. Last 4 digits is 5664. You're on the preaching, the pastor show. How you doing? Hello? Okay, maybe they pressed 1 by mistake. If you're just now tuning into the preaching, the pastor show, we're talking about why are you worrying?
I like how you went to Psalms 23. See, that was one of your favorites, which is that's one of everybody's favorite scripture, which is a great one. Which is a great one. That's Psalms 23. It's talking about the Lord is my shepherd, and you broke it down talking about how the shepherd, how he watches over his sheep. He watches over his herd of sheep. And see, we are all that are in the body of Christ, we are referred to as sheep. we are referred to, you know, as sheep, you know, because, you know, the shepherd, we're talking about, you know, God the Father. He watches over his sheep, his herd, and any of his sheep, he provides everything for him, everything for us. We should definitely know on that it is God that is, he's our source. He provides all of our needs. God is our source. It's not what we can do to get the things that we need, because you're setting yourself up right there. You know what you can do, and which would bring along worry. God is your source. It's not your job. You know, you have that job, but it was God that allowed you to have the ability to go over there and work that job. You have that car. It was God, you know what I'm saying, that made the way for you to have that car or that home or even the relationship that you're in or all that you are doing. You know, God is your source. God is your source. You need to realize that. So make sure that you are trusting in God, you know, in all things, in each and every area, in each and every area. And most things that we trust in, I think we even said this yesterday, what the issue issue is that nobody really likes to point out is the issue of what money can buy, the issue of what money can buy. You know, because when we do get reports, most of the reports that we get on the bad reports, whether it is you don't have enough, and we're talking about money at this point, you don't have enough money to be able to pay your mortgage this month. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have enough money to be able to pay your doctor bill that you have gotten that bad report for, or pay the pay your car note. We're about to lose some things because our source of income has ran short, up depleted all the way. But see, don't worry. You don't have to worry about that because God supplies all of your need. And I think you said Matthew 6:33. I think you said that one earlier about seeking first the kingdom of God. We should definitely do that. You know, we should seek God first. We should seek God, you know, for all that we want, all that we need first.
Yeah.
And he provides everything, everything that you need. Everything that you need. Now, since we are talking about worry, I mean, we are talking about worrying about some things. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, and I think this scripture here is just, it just keeps popping up, each and every day, which is 2 Corinthians 10:5.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about these thoughts of worry that pop up.
Yes.
You know, there is a way to actually be able to not worry. It's a way to not be depressed. First, we need to know that, hey, you can actually capture thoughts. These bad thoughts or these bad feelings that you have, you can actually capture them when they pop up in your head and cause you to feel bad. And you do it by words. So me and my wife, earlier today, what we were doing was we did a little exercise. I said, you know what? Let's practice on how we can capture, you know, a thought. Now, it wasn't necessarily a bad thought. So I told her, her and I to do something. We were going to count to 10, but we're not going to count out loud. We're just going to count to 10 in our mind. And then I said, okay, when we start, before we get to 10, say your name 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that. So what happened was when we opened up our mouth, and we said our name, what happened was what that was we were thinking about, we weren't thinking about it anymore. We were thinking about our name because we said our name, and we actually used our mouth. So just saying that, that's how you capture a word. That's just a way to be able to capture worry. When you have that thought or that feeling that, you know, I don't look the way that I want to look, and you're thinking like that, no, you have to look yourself in the mirror. You have to say, you know, I look good today. I look good every day. In the name of Jesus. Which is, look, it may seem like, you know, that's weird, but you capture thoughts. You don't capture thoughts with thoughts. You capture thoughts with words. Use the word of God. Say what God said. Say what the word of God said. Say what is written. That's how you use these scriptures. We're not just readers of the word of God, and we're not just hearers of the word of God, but we are readers, hearers, and doers of the word of God. So we have to practice. We have to practice what we read. We have to practice what we preach.
So
Amen.
Now we really have to ask ourselves the question, do we really have enough on the inside? Do we really have enough of the word on the inside? Are we really spending that time communing with God? Are we really studying the word? Are we really practicing the word? Do we have enough when we find ourselves worrying about our finance? Do we really have enough on the inside to open up our mouth and say, you know, that I have enough finance? You know, there's no lack in my home, according to what Scripture says. Do we really, you know what I'm saying, know that? Because if you don't know the law, if you don't know the promise, if you don't know the word, how can it come out when it's time for it to come out? You're just sitting there, you're allowing worry to set up. You're allowing fear to set up because you have not put the right amount of word inside it for it to come out. Amen.
Amen, amen. If you're just now tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about why are you worrying, what it is that's causing you to worry and not to trust God in all your situations. And we're in Psalms 23, and I read 1 through 4, and I was just talking with my mother earlier today and just, you know, speaking the word and what God is saying. And, you know, it's so easy to say it's easier to say than to do. You know, most people, we can talk the talk, but can we really walk the talk of what we're saying that we believe?
Yeah,
can we,
indeed.
that we say we have faith in, you know, a lot of times we say we have faith in something that we really don't, you know, we believe we have faith in that thing, but then when it comes time to believe that we say we have faith in, we have a hard time now believing the very thing we say we have faith in. We have faith in God, but we don't believe God can do it this time. We have faith in God, we don't believe God
Amen.
To bring us out this time. We have faith in God, but we don't believe God is going to supply our everything this time. We you know, because I done went so many times, he's done it before. This is how some people think. Is that if so many people in this world, why would God do it for me? How is it that God can hear me? It's millions of people that are praying to God. Now I'm worried. With God, I say I have faith in. Do I really believe him? Because when we believe and trust God to do it, it alleviates the worry. It takes the worry away, and it's replaced with joy, unspeakable joy, that when you're going through
mm-hmm.
something, you can still have joy and not have the spirit of worry and fear. Because once you allow worry to set in, now you're operating in fear. And the Bible declares that perfect love casts out all fear. All
Amen.
Fear. Perfect love
Amen.
Casting out all fear. And so when we're looking at Psalms 23, verse 2 and 3, David says that he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Come on now. When we allow God, our shepherd, to guide us, we have contentment. We have peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. When we choose to sin, however we go our own way, and we cannot blame God for the environment that we create for ourselves. Me and my husband, we were having Bible study the other day, he was talking about self-inflicting wounds. So when these times come up and we're looking around us while looking at how our life is, we can't blame God for it because we have to understand that we put ourselves in these positions. We've done these things to our body. We've torn our body down. We put ourselves in these relationships that we put God's name on it. God said, I didn't have nothing to do with that. You entered into this relationship. You entered into this on your own. But we're looking at our environment and saying, look what God is doing. Why is God allowing this? And God is saying, I didn't do this. You did this to yourself. These are self-inflicted. But because God is you, then you make God your shepherd. Now, when you make God your shepherd, you shall not want. There's nothing that you can ask God for that he cannot do. It's up to God to decide when he's going to do it. And a lot of times he's testing us to see if we truly believe in him like we say we do, that we truly have faith in what he can do and that he is God and he's God Almighty by himself and that he can do it for us. So he tests us. He does not tempt us. He will test us to increase our faith. So if God is your shepherd, then you shall not want, and he can restore you. He, like David said, he restores my soul. He leads me in a path of righteousness, not for your name's sake, but for his name's sake, because the Bible declares that he cannot lie. He's not like man, and that his word, that the world, that heaven and earth will disappear before his word comes back forth. So our shepherd knows the great pasture and the still waters that will restore us. We will reach these places only by following him obediently. Rebelling against the shepherd's leading is actually rebelling against our own best interest. We must remember this, y'all. Remember this. The next time that you are tempted, that we are tempted to go our own way rather than the shepherd's way. We need to remember that. It is our best interest to let God lead us so that we don't end up on the street of worry and then ending up turning right on the street of stress, then turning left on the street of sickness, and then turning right again on something else, because now we're on the wrong street. And when we start going down the wrong way, down the wrong street, it leads us into destruction. It leads us into chaos. It leads us into sickness. It takes us the wrong way. So when you allow God to lead you to become your shepherd, you shall not want. He will restore you.
You can walk through the shadows of death.
Go ahead. You can walk through the shadows of death and feel no evil.
That has some anointing on that. Because you said that, and that was just helping me out while you were saying that. Because you know what I had brought to my attention? You said following God. We need to definitely stop allowing people to cause us to stress. Do we allow people, these are people that we trust. We trust these people, whoever these people are, whether or not I'm saying they're sister, brother, mother, father, friend. We have people that have given us all this alien or foreign information that's causing us to think and to feel a certain type of way. We got to be careful about that. We got to be careful, not to let people that are not being led by God giving us information, because that's what Satan is battling. Satan and his agents are battling for. And sometimes you're being used by Satan and don't even know you're being used. And you are allowing words, or you're allowing the teachings of the world, or I like to say of the news. You're lying to teaching of the news, or you're lying to the teaching of social media to govern your whole life. Now, somebody that got some foreign information, somebody that made up some news, and they didn't put it on the airway, and you looked at it, and you heard it, and you started to believe it, and here you go, you done picked the phone up, and you done called over here and told your friend what done happened. Or what's going on the news, information that's not even true.
Now, you know what I tell people all the time?
It is true, but most of it's not even true. It's not even true.
Yeah.
It's not even true.
I've done for myself.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pastor. To cut in, but I just want to say that while you were saying that, a lot of times we need to cut the TV off. Sometimes we need to cut the phone off. We got to get off social media and stop giving our ear to those things, giving our mind to it, watching what we put our eyes on. It's kind of guarding your gates, and when I did that and cut off the TV, and really was mindful what I gave ear to, what I gave my eyes to, because that started to take root in me, in my mind and my thoughts. It started to consume me. Now you're worrying yourself about worldly things that you have no control over, and so we just have to be careful. Go ahead, Pastor. I just wanted to say that because that is so true. Because I found so much peace when I cut it off. When I did know, they say, "Did you know?" So no, I did know.
You know what? Some people sleep with the TV on, and they sleep with it on, and sleep with it on the news station. The news come on 5 o'clock in the morning. They're in their sleep, and they can hear all this chaos going on in their dreams. Wake up in fear. They lock their eyes in, and now you're still in fear. And then we just passing along all of this fear, fear here, fear there, passes all around everywhere. And didn't even one time think about, okay, well, did I spend time in the Word of God today? Did I read? Am I believing in what the world say? Am I being of the world? Am I being in the world? Am I being led and guided? You know what I'm saying? By worldly people that are in high places. Some of the people that own the news station, people that that own the radio stations, that are giving you all this information. Some of even government and all these different people that are creating all of this news that's causing you to fear. It's somebody causing you to fear. And
you're not paid to do that.
Pastor, don't let me go over here and get some information from somebody, come home and tell it to you, and now you got to deal with some information that's not even true, and I done caused you to fear. You trust me. You trust me to get the right information to give it to you. Don't let me do that. You need to tell me. Remember, who was that?
who is that had that song? I think it was a night. I think it was who it was? Snoop. He said, "Check yourself. You need to just check yourself. You need to check me
before you wreck yourself."
He said, "Check yourself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself." That's right. That was that song that he had.
I don't know the whole song, but I just remember check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I believe you know the song. I know you deliver, but I believe you know the song.
I know the song.
Check yourself.
And I knew I was seeing some of it, but I just know that part.
You do need
check
to yourself
before you wreck
yourself.
Hallelujah.
Check yourself out and make sure that you're lining up with the word. Because if you're not lining up with the word, then what are you lining up with? You're lining up with the world. And your word and your stress, and you're just giving your life away. You just gave Satan access to do whatever he want to do to you.
Jesus.
And that's not the will of God for your life. That's not the will of God for your
life. Jesus.
And Ephesians says it right here in Ephesians 6 and 11. It says to put on the whole armor of God so you may be able to stand in that evil day. But as far as we wrestle not against each other. We don't fight with each other. We fight against the things that each other's trying to project to us. I fight against those words that you said. You know, you might say some words to me that have hit me in the spirit. You know, it hit my spirit, and I have to reject that. No, I do not accept that. Yeah, I heard what you said, you know what I'm saying, about what the news say, but sometimes I get some information. My wife, she told me what the news say, and oh no, I don't accept that. You know, I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me what the world is saying, because I don't trust what the world say. I trust what the word of God say. And, you know, it's in that point, you know, where we both realize that, you know what, that is the way to go. That is the way to go. What's that
Jesus.
Scripture that says, broad is the way that leads to death and destruction. But it says straight is the gate. You were talking about that gate. Straight is the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Many people going to follow many people. Many people going to follow many people. How many people going to go and trust what the word of God say, which is the way to go? Who's going to do that?
Amen.
If you can't find it in the word of God, then you probably are going the wrong way. If somebody tells you that, you know what, hey, this right here is this is about to happen, or this is about to go on, you just say, okay, well, show me that. Show me that in the word of God, because that's what we should trust. We should trust the word. We should trust the word of God. We should not trust anybody else's word. We should trust the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're just tuned into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about why are you worrying? It's so much to worry about in this world, but we should not be giving our minds to the world and what the world is saying to us. But, you know, operating in wisdom and knowledge and understanding, not saying that it's not happening in the world, but we trust in God that it won't affect us. It won't come near our dwelling place, standing on Psalm 91. So the Bible says in Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. So we speak the word so that though the anxiety in the heart causes depression, but the Bible says, but a good word makes it glad. The word is God. The word is God. Jesus came, he was the word. And when we speak that word, it makes us glad. It encourages us. It gets us through. It heals us. It delivers us. It sets us free in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7 says, likewise, 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. For he cares for you. Cast, and it's not say some, not what you think you got. Lord, just take two or three of these medications away. Lord, just give me $200 on this. I want it. It said, cast in all your care upon him, for he cares for you. This is what the Bible says. What is the Bible saying, preacher? Carrying your worries, stresses, and daily struggles by yourself shows that you have not trusted God fully with your life. It takes humility, however, to recognize that God cares, to admit your need. You know, some of us can't admit we have a need, or we don't want others to know we have a need. But to be able to admit your need, admit that you have a need, and to let others in God's family help you, other believers, is sometimes excuse me, sometimes we think that struggles caused by our own sin and foolishness are not God's concern. But when we turn to God in repentance, he will bear the weight even of those struggles, even of the struggles that we're going through, even the struggles that we've caused for ourselves. Letting God have your anxieties calls for action,
amen,
not passivity. Don't submit to your
That's
circumstances,
right,
but to the Lord who controls circumstances. Don't worry about it. Again, the Bible declares, if you need to write it down, 1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Amen? And then
yes,
we look over in Philippians,
amen,
4, verse 6 through 7, it says, again, I said Philippians 4, that's chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen what the Bible's saying. And the peace of God. Okay, I know what it looked like. I know what it feel like. I know it hurt. I know it looked like it ain't going to get better. I know it's been a long time. Don't look like your husband or your wife going to act right. Don't look like she going to come back to you. Don't look like your children gonna get in order. Don't look like your husband gonna get right. Don't look like your job. That, you know, it don't look right. It don't feel good. I'm crying here. I'm pouring out. It don't look like it. But he said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And then verse 7 says, and the peace of God. See, this is reward when you allow these things, when you allow God to step in, when you take hold of God and trust God, and the peace of God. Come on now, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. People don't understand how you're going through, and you still smiling. You can still thank God while you're going through, while you're hurting. But it looks like everything is falling apart. You don't have enough money, and you know it just don't look right. It don't look good. It don't feel good. But you trust God, and people don't understand why she's still happy, how he still have joy in his spirit. How is he able to keep going on? Most people will just ball up in a corner and die, or waiting to die. But when you trust God and know that God is going to bring you, I said, I'm going to wait on my time. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to trust God in my way. I'm going to pray in my way. You know, I'm going to do what I need to do in my way. So imagine never being anxious about anything. It seems like a very impossible when you're going through. It seems like there's impossibility. We all have worries, whether it's on our job or in our homes, our children at school, whatever it is. But Paul's advice is to turn our worries, come on now, turn your worries, turn to God. Turn to God.
Amen.
Turn to God. But Paul's advice is for us to turn our worries into prayer by turning to God in prayer. We pray to God so God can help us out. So do you want to worry less? Then pray more. Whenever you start to worry, stop and pray. God's peace is different from the world's peace. True peace is not found in positive thinking, in absence of conflict, or in good feelings. It comes from knowing that God is in control of your life. We got to understand that our citizenship in Christ's kingdom is sure. Our destiny is set, and we can have victory over sin. Let God's peace guard your heart against any anxiety. Why are you worrying when God has it all? He has the whole world in his hand. So if he has the whole world in his hand, that means he has you in his hand. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Preach, preach, preach. Hallelujah. Talking to myself. Preach to myself.
Amen.
Oh, God, thank you.
You're messing around and then preach yourself happy.
Yeah, preach myself all the way
happy. Amen. Amen. I appreciate you. Definitely appreciate you. I'm sure that the listeners, you know, appreciate breaking that word down, you know, because, you know, it's one thing that we do need to realize, you know, when you're worrying about something, you find rest, and you said that a few times, you know, you find rest, and then you said Philippians, and then it's Hebrews, you know, it takes rest. That means stop worrying. It means enter, you know, into that rest. That means get your peace back. Get your peace of mind back. Don't give your peace of mind up. Whatever it is that you, that's taking your peace away from you, is not worth it. It's not worth it.
Yes,
there is no car that's worth taking your peace away. There is no job that's worth taking your peace away. There is no man or no woman that you are with every single day, whether it's relationship or friendship or loving relationship, that's worth your peace. taking your peace
Amen.
Away, and it's causing you to worry, and it's causing you to stress.
It ain't worth it.
It ain't worth it. Take rest. I mean, be
Take
at
rest.
Peace.
Be at peace.
Take
That's
rest.
True. That's true.
Be at peace. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything, but trust God for all things.
All things.
Trust God
yes.
for all things. That brings
My
us
Lord.
Back over here to what we started out at Proverbs, Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3 and 5. Bring us back, that brings us right back there. See, everything
yes.
about the Word of God is designed for you to be able to live, but to not just to live, but to live life in an abundance. And worrying is not being in an abundance. You know, live life
yes.
In abundance. Live a free life. But you have access to everything in life. Anything that you can possibly want and desire that lines up with the Word of God is for you. It's for you. Now, you might not have it right now, but it don't mean that it ain't for you. It's for you. It's for you. So you take
Amen.
It. You take it. You take it. Take your peace.
I take
don't
it.
Don't you worry about anything. You got
in
it.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. In the
yes,
name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And since you said that, Pastor, you say in the name of Jesus, all that you pray about, make sure you are pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over all that
yes.
you are praying about, all that you are hoping about. See, when
yes.
you plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that you are praying about, all that you are
yes.
hoping for, what you are saying to Satan and what you are saying, you know, to Satan agents is that you can't touch this. You can't
yes,
touch this because
I'm
covered by the blood. My children are
yes.
covered. My house is covered. My job
yes.
is covered. My relationship is
yes.
covered. My
Amen.
Feelings, my emotion, my body is covered.
Yes.
I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over my life. You
yes.
cannot come near me. You cannot come
yes.
near me. And he
Amen.
Has to sleep. He has to sleep.
Yes, my Lord.
But the Bible
Amen.
Says that Satan flees in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
That's real. That's real.
That's real. Amen.
Amen. That's real.
Amen. If you just now tuning into the Preaching the Pastor show,
David.
If you just now tuning into the Preaching the Pastor show, we're talking about why are you worrying? And my husband was just saying, pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over your situation, over your health, over your home, everything that you love. What does the blood do? A lot of people say, okay, I'm pleading the blood, but what does it do for me? The blood is to wash, to cleanse, to purify, to heal, to guide, to protect us from all evil, harm, sickness, known and unknown to men, and bless and make us as holy as we can be. And through his most precious blood and his most holy wounds, his most holy wounds. So we are healed by the blood, delivered, set free. We are protected by the blood. The finished work
Hallelujah.
Is because he shed blood for us. He was a sacrificial lamb. He stood in a place so that we may have all, not some, but all. So make sure that you're pleading the blood every day over your situation, over your circumstances. Don't receive worry. A lot of us are receiving worry, and we're wearing worry day in and day out. We're laying down with it. We're waking up to it. We made it part of our life. We're Googling information to worry us more. We're logging on to things to feed the worry on the social media, on the news. So now we're feeding the worry. We're sleeping with the worry. We're working with the worry. We're living with worry. But here today, I'm here to tell you, me and my husband, plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your life, and seek and knock and ask, and you shall receive it. It shall speak to you. It shall come in. So plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're wrapping up here in the last few minutes of the show, but I want to go to Hebrews chapter 13 verse 6. Again, it's Hebrews chapter 13 verse 6. It says, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? What can man do to me? What is the Bible saying to us here? We become content when we realize that God's sufficiency for our needs. Christians who become materialistic are saying by their action that God can't take care of them. Or at least that he won't take care of them in the way that they want. So insecurity can lead to the love of money, whether we are rich or poor. The only antidote is to trust God to meet all of our needs. This is what the Bible is saying to us. We have to make sure, again, I always say this, lean not to your own understanding. When you learn to lean not to your own understanding, you'll see worry will begin to flee. Peace would replace worry. Worry has to leave your house and peace will take over. Allow peace to come into your house and make residence. Take peace come in and make your residence here and never leave. Peace be still. So that means peace is moving. So peace be still in my home. I mean, don't leave. Be still and stay here. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, at this point in time, well, if you're just tuning in to the preaching, the pastor show, we're talking about why are you worrying? So many people are worrying about what's going on with the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, or what they're calling it, whatever the name that they have given to it to cause fear and to cause worry in our homes and where when we go out, you know, to cause us to have fear, to cause us to worry. You know, we're full of anxiety. We can't even hug a friend, hug a relative that's in need and understanding how important touch is for us, you know, in our survival. So cannot even hug our loved ones because we're worried. Oh, you may have something. But and not just trusting God. Plead the blood over that, you know, when you can't hug your grandchild or your children because you're afraid they may give you something. And instead of receiving what God is putting them to give to you, which is love, you know, to bring you that peace, because there's a lot in that touch. But I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to give it over to my husband at this time, because this is a segment of the show where we have to have food for thought as we wrap up the last 3 minutes of the show. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay, food for thought for tonight. Grace be with you. Grace be with you. If you are worrying about anything, stop. It's as simple as that. Grace be with you. And the reason why I say grace be with you, because see, grace is Christ. You know, Christ be with
yeah.
you. Grace is definitely here for you to be able to commune with, to talk to him, you know, to ask, to show up, you know, right now. You know, show up right now in the name of Jesus. And the reason why, you know, grace be with you, because the day you decided to be in Christ is the day that you have access to the throne of grace. You have access to the throne of grace. All that you ask in the name of Jesus, all that you believe in the name of Jesus, you know, send that, you know, send that up, send that prayer up, send that prayer out, open up your mouth and send that out, put that in the atmosphere. Just as people, they speak other things that shouldn't be spoken into the atmosphere, you know, you speak life and prosperity into the atmosphere, you know, in the name of Jesus. And as I said earlier, you know, you plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that you prayed about, over all that you prayed about. And more than that, over here in Psalm 22:28 says, thou shalt also says that you shall be able to decree a thing. So when you decree a thing, it shall be established unto you. See, we need to know that all on that we say we decree it, you know, you when you decree it and declaring that it is so, that means that you are trusting and believing that it's going to show up. It is
Amen.
Going to show up. It has to, because it is
Amen.
Written in the Word of God. In the Word of God is
Amen.
True. It's a little food
Amen.
For thought for tonight. Amen.
Amen. If you're just tuning into the preaching and the pastor show, we wrapped the last couple of minutes of the show. We're talking about today, why are you worrying? We just thank God for his word on tonight, and hopefully it helps someone on tonight. We are the Gospel Public Ministries, and they see us in the highways and the byways of Houston, Texas, and surrounding areas. You all, if you need prayer, please give us a call at 346-719-3349. We're back on air tomorrow night at 8 p.m., so tune in then. But let us pray as we wrap up the last 60 seconds of the show. Father God, we thank you. And Father, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
thank
we pray
you,
for the release of your grace upon us right now, Lord God, so we can praise you continuously, Lord God. Lord, help us, Father God, to understand and know that you are the way, you are the truth and the life. And Father God, Lord, help us, Lord God, to lean not to our own understanding, Father God, that we don't have to worry, Lord God, that you are all we need. As long as we have you, we have all that we need. Lord, give us the ability to praise and to worship you from our heart. Lord, even in times that the times may be tough, even now, let us praise you. And Lord, we know wherever there's praise, there's victory. So we decree and we declare victory right now over our health, over our strength, over our peace, over our joy, over our happiness, over our marriages, over our children, over our finances, our home, all that we love and concerned about in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and we declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good of our life, for our Heavenly Father has divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. We thank you. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, that we are healed, that we are delivered, that we are set free, and that we are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in Jesus' name we pray, Father God, we thank you. And it shall be done in Jesus' name. Amen. I got choked up there, Lord. We thank you. You all have a great night. Again, we are the preacher and the pastor. Amen. We'll talk to you on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. God bless you. We love you all. Take care.